Okay, just want to thank Mark for the presentation on OData and the deep dive. Hope that you found that to be helpful. It's always good to learn about OData. It's always something new I learned from Mark's presentations, and it was really cool to see the PowerView demo. So I'll be giving you a quick overview of the OData validator. So the agenda will be, you know, just intro on the OData validator tool, the tool design at a really high level, and a quick demo that I've put together covering this tool. So the OData validator is a web-based validation tool that's used to just validate OData services, feeds, and several different kinds of OData types of services. So I won't recap OData because Mark has already given a detailed presentation. I won't cover a standardization. I'll just mostly focus on, you know, why use the OData validator and interoperability. So as the OData ecosystem continues to grow, you know, there's all these clients out there that are being created that talk OData. If you create a service out there, you want to be able to ensure that your service will be able to interop with the clients out there. And one way you can test that, you know, is using the OData validation service that we put together. And when you think of the OData validation tool, I don't know how many of you are familiar with test suites. So you'll be hearing a little bit more about the Office test suites and the Windows test suites later today. The OData validator is just, you know, a online version of a test suite. You know, it's a tool that we've put out there that you can leverage to test your implementations of OData. So how do you use the OData service validator? That's, you know, the URL that you navigate to, services.odata.org validation. There's a text box where you input your OData endpoint. And this can be a service document, a metadata document, a feed, or an entry endpoint. Then once you input your service document, for example, you then select your response payload format, whether it's ATOM or JSON. And a lot of work that we've done on the OData validator too recently was to support the JSON format. And you hit the validate button, and it would then do its magic behind the scenes and then return a set of results, and the results will then indicate whether your OData service is, or whatever endpoint is, valid or not. So what it does is it looks at a bunch of rules, and these rules have been pulled directly from the OData specification. So we have the, as Mark said, the OIPI, you know, the Microsoft MS OData specification. And then there's also the OASIS document, which is the document that eventually become an industry standard. What we do is we look at all the normative statements there, and for all the rules that can be implemented, we have a rules engine that will then, you know, look at your OData service and determine whether you're compliant or not with the specification. Other ways the tool can be used is if you don't want to enter the, you know, the OData endpoint, you could just use the direct input tab, and this is just, you know, providing either the JSON or the ATOM format, and then, you know, the service, and then it will then validate the direct input that you provide. So the validation rules, those come from the two specifications I already described. So now let's just go to the demo real quick. OData. So if you navigate to odata.org, you'll find lots of useful information covering the OData protocol. And there's a tab which provides information on the OData ecosystem. And under the OData ecosystem, you'll be able to find different sample applications, the consumers, producers of OData, sample code, case studies, tutorials. So an example of a sample service that I have here is nerddinner.com. So this is available on the ecosystem page, and it just shows the OData service. And another example there is another OData service that just has to do with, you know, project management. So this is the structure behind the scenes for this particular service. And another one that we just used to test this tool is the OData service. And this, I believe, is, no, the next one is based on the Northwind sample database. So here, what I described earlier was you provide the service endpoint, you know, put that into the text box, hit validate once, and then you select the response payload. So in this case, I just selected Atom XML, and this is an OData 3.0 version service endpoint. Runs behind the scenes, and these are the results that were returned. So as you can see from the results, it shows, you know, based on the specification out there, it conforms because the root URL of a data service that implements the protocol should identify the service document. And we can navigate directly to the document. So in this case, the first document is the PDF version of the Microsoft MS OData document. So I just won't open that. And if we click on the V4 specification, so this is the OASIS specification. Should provide a link to the latest OASIS document where you can read more about that particular rule. Okay. And let's see. I think we already saw this one. So another feature that we have implemented is not just testing that particular endpoint. You can select crawling option, and what it does is it will validate the service document, the metadata document, an OData feed, OData entry feed, and a sample error payload. The service document that was tested here is just a sample service we have out there based on the Northwind database. You can see the list of rules that were executed. Of all the rules that were executed, all of them passed. You can see for the service document, the result set that's returned. The metadata document, which is another endpoint that's searched Once you select crawling, you'll see the structure, the atom format, and the metadata document, and an OData feed as well. Let me show you the OData feed results. So this is just going to the spec and seeing how we conform to the specification. Okay, so this is an example showing how you can use the tool to validate via a direct payload input. So this was just an OData version 2 direct input, you know, service that we have out there. Copied, pasted the service information and hit validate. Let's see, it still returns a similar set of results as what you would receive when an endpoint was entered into a text box. Okay, so that's OASIS document. Good thing about the OData protocol service validation tool is it's available on CodePlex. The latest bits aren't there yet, so the code that's available here right now on CodePlex just covers the, you know, Atom and guess JSON verbose. It doesn't cover JSON, the JSON format yet. We'll be uploading that code shortly so you can participate in development efforts if this is something that you want to leverage in your organization. So that sums up the OData service validation tool. Are there any questions? Any questions? Nope. All right. Thank you.
Sorry, one thing we should have mentioned is that, like with the validator tool, literally everything the OData team is working on, our default is to open source them. So all the stacks that we're working on in .NET and the places that we're working in managed code in Java, we are trying to open source everything that we possibly can and play with other people who are doing open source nicely. So I just wanted to clarify that point.